Lord be with you. If you notice, pag nagsisimba tayo, ang bagal kumilos ng mga acolyte. Mabagal din yung pare. You know, minsan naiinip na tayo. Minsan may nakikita ko mga tao habang nag-aantay, lalo na sa communion, no? Pag nag-communion yung pare, ang bagal. Lahat talaga, isa-isa. Pagkatapos ng mga pare, yung deacon. Yung iba nakikita ko, nakaupo na kaganyan na. Parang nagmamadali. Sinasadya po talaga yan. Kasi ang buhay natin ngayon, masyadong mabilis ang pace ng buhay sa mundo. Palagi tayong nagmamadali sa buhay natin. We are so in a hurry that we miss out on the most important things in our life. Palagi tayong nagmamadali. At hindi lang yan, yung mundo natin ngayon, masyadong maingay din. If you notice, when you come to church on a Sunday, tahimik pagpasok niyo. Walang nag-iingay. Kaya naninibago tayo kasi hindi na yan ang kultura natin. We live now in a culture of noise and fast pace. Kaya pag bumabalik, pumupunta tayo sa simbahan, binabagalan ko yung kilos at pinapatahimik ko lahat. Why? Para bumalik sa normal ang buhay natin. Because we should take time. Hindi tayo nagmamadali sa buhay. Lalo na sa mga bata. Mga parents, nakikita ko minsan yung bata, maliit pa lang, nilalagyan na ng lipstick, pinapa-high heels na yung bata. Nagmamadali kayong lumaki na yung bata. Huwag muna. Let the children enjoy their childhood. Huwag niyong pilitin na tumanda ka agad. You know? And also, sanay tayo sa ingay, no? Music, balita, lahat-lahat na lang, palibot, maingay. And we don't take time to be silent anymore, kaya hindi tayo nakapag-isip ng maigi tungkol sa buhay natin. So that is why when we come to church, I slow things down and I keep everything in silence so that bumalik ang buhay natin sa normal. Ito talaga ang normal na pace ng buhay. Dapat hindi nagmamadali at dapat hindi tayo, okay, nabaon sa ingay ng mundo. Our gospel today will confront us. The gospel will confront us with something that is inside each and every one of us. Our desire to be honored, our desire to be in positions, our desire to have power, to have wealth, is all in us. That is why in our gospel today, it started out with James and John. Magkakapatid po silang dalawa. The sons of Zebedee, they came to Jesus one day, and this is what they said to the Lord. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. And he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? They said to him, grant us that we may sit one on your right and the other on your left in your glory. Now, what is, anong issue dito? Ang unang bukang bibig ka agad, no? The first thing they said, teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. Diyan pa lang sa sinabi nila, palpak na kaagad. You see, when you approach the Word of God, you don't dictate to the Word what you want. Hindi ikaw ang naglalagay ng sarili mong salita sa bibig ng Diyos. When you encounter the Word of God, dapat yung salita ng Diyos, it should dictate to you what the Word of God wants from you. Kaya ang unang sabi nila, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. Ganon din si Martha, nung lumapit siya kay Lord. Sabi niya, Lord, pagsabihan mo nga yung kapatid ko, nandyan lang, nakaupo, nakikinig sa'yo, tell my sister. No? Gusto natin diktahan ng Diyos. Gusto nating i-manipulate ang Diyos. Gusto nating gamitin ang Diyos para makuha natin yung pangsarili natin mga gusto. And that is a very, very bad attitude. Pero hindi nagalit si Lord. You know, etong maganda. Kasi nakita niya sa dalawang yan, may pangarap sila. Anong pangarap nila? Sabi nila, Lord, pag natapos na to lahat, when we finally come to your kingdom and you now come in your glory, let me sit at your right hand and my brother can sit on the left. Pangarap po yan. Okay? Now, ang tanong ko sa inyo itong araw, mali po ba yan? Is that wrong? Okay. Patahimik kayong lahat. Sino nagsasabing mali yan? Sino nagsasabi tama yan? Okay. Yung iba talaga hindi magre-raise ng kamay, ano? Okay. Talagang dead ma lang. Hindi po mali mangarap. Amen? Kaya nga hindi nagalit si Jesus. Hindi siya nagalit. When James and John came to Christ and asking Him, Lord, can you do this for us? Do this for us. We want to sit on your right and we want to sit on your left. That is a place of honor. That is a place of power and authority. Now, we would like to have that. Yan ang pangarap namin. Hindi masama ang may pangarap sa buhay. Ang masama yung walang pangarap. Okay? Mga parents, always teach your children to hope and to dream. Okay? Huwag niyong patayin yung pangarap ng isang bata. Direct his dreams, direct his hopes, but do not kill. Kung yung bata nangangarap, huwag niyong patayin yung pangarap na yan. Encourage the child to hope. And so, when they said to Jesus, can we sit at your right? Can we have that place of honor beside you? It was a dream for them. Pangarap nila yan. Kaya hindi nagalit si Lord. And this is what the Lord said to them. What do you... They said to Him, but Jesus said to them, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink? Be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. In other words, ang tanong ni Lord sa kanila, kaya nyo ba? Yan lang naman ang tanong niya. Hindi siya nagalit. Nung nagkaroon sila ng desire at nangarap silang umupo, doon sa tabi ni Kristo, pag pumasok tayo in your glory, when you come in your glory, we want to sit with you. We want to be in that place of glory. And the Lord said to them, not in anger, the Lord said to them, kaya nyo ba? Can you drink the cup that I will drink? What is that cup? That is the cup of suffering. You know? That is the cup of suffering. Can you drink that cup? Then He said, can you be baptized with the baptism that I'm going through? What kind of baptism is that? It's the baptism of martyrdom. It is the baptism of blood. The baptism that Jesus refers to is His baptism on the cross. Tinanong niya, kaya niyo ba yan? Etong sagot ng dalawa. They said to Him, we are able. O, kaya namin. So Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink the cup that I drink. And with the baptism I am baptized with, you will baptize. Sabi ni Lord, yes, I know. You're going to drink the cup that I will drink. You will also be baptized with the baptism that I will be baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared. That position is not for you to decide. It will only be decided by God, the Father in heaven. Now, what I would like to share with you today, because hindi po masama. Some people say it's wrong to be wealthy. Hindi daw maganda, hindi mabuti yung masyado kang mayaman. Hindi rin maganda yung may power ka. Hindi rin maganda na meron kang influensya sa ibang tao. Power, authority, honor, wealth, they are not wrong by themselves. Amen? Tandaan natin yan. Hindi yan masama. But coming from a place and an attitude of ego and pride and selfishness, it becomes wrong. Nandun kasi yung yabang. Nandun ka agad yung arrogance, yung ego. Now, they want power, they want authority, they want position. Jesus knew where they were coming from. They are coming from a very bad spiritual space. Kaya kinonfront sila ni Lord kaagad. Yes, you can have power, you can have the authority, you can sit at my right and my left, you can come to me in my glory and share in that glorious kingdom, but you are not coming from that bad spiritual space. Hindi ganyan. Hindi masama na may power ka. Mother Teresa of Calcutta is a very powerful woman. Maliit lang yan na babae. But when he went to the U.S., nang pumunta siya sa U.S., and she delivered a speech in front of the President of the United States, itong sinabi niya sa kanya, sa harap niya, sabi ni Mother Teresa, "Stop killing the babies." Pinapatay niyo yung mga bata dito. Pinagalitan niya yung presidente ng Amerika. That is power. Amen? It's not wrong to have power because you can use power to help others. You can use your power to bring good. It's not wrong to have wealth because you can use your wealth to provide for the needy. You can use your wealth to provide for the poor. So it's not wrong. The scripture says that God is almighty. God is all powerful. He has the power. So if power is wrong, then God, masama ang Diyos natin kasi lahat ng power nasa kanya. But power is not bad. It is how you make use of the power. It's how you make use of the wealth. It's how you make use with the honor. Mother Teresa is honored wherever she goes. Hindi niya tinatanggihan. Merong mga award yan. May mga honors na binibigay sa kanya. She acknowledges the honors given to her. Because to honor someone, you're honoring them with the good that they did. Amen? Ginapasidunggan mo ang tao sa mayad nga anang naubra. Then so it's not wrong to have honor. But the problem is sometimes because of our pride, our arrogance, our desire na angat tayo sa iba. Palagi dyan nag-uumpisa yan eh. Gusto mo palaging angat ka sa ibang tao. Palaging gusto mong mas mabuti ka kaysa ibang tao. Yang ugali na yan, that is where the danger begins to happen, because when you begin to ask for power and wealth at meron kang yabang at meron kang pride sa puso mo, it will definitely destroy you and destroy others. Yan ang kinoconfront ni Lord. Amen? And ganun din sa atin. Today, the Lord confronts us. Bakit tayo nangangarap? Tinatanong ko yung mga bata, bakit gusto mong mag-aral? Sabi niya, ang pangarap ko, Father, makapagtapos. Sabi ko, hindi pangarap yan. Ang pangarap mo, sumahod ka o kumita ka that you will have money to provide for your family. Going to college and finishing college is not a dream. It's not, hindi pangarap yan. Stepping stone lang yan. Parang sinasabi mo, gusto kong bumili ng gasolina, gusto kong bumili ng kotse, bakit? Gusto kong magwaldas ng gas. Yan ba yung dream mo? Bibili ka ng kotse kasi gusto mong gumamit ng gas. That's not the dream. You're going to buy a car not so you can spend it on gasoline, you can spend more for gasoline. No, you are buying a car so that you can reach the places that you want to go. That's the dream. Ganun din sa atin. Why would you like to have power? Why would you want to have wealth? Why will you have to have honor in your life? Because I would like to use it to serve others. Yan ang sinasabi ni Lord. I did not come here as the Son of God. He could have come here and show off His wealth and power. Ipasikat niya na siyang pinakamayaman at siya siyang pinaka-powerful sa lahat. No. Sabi niya, I came here to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. That's the dream. Yun ang pangarap natin, na tayo ay makapaglingkod sa Diyos. And how do we do that? So that we can serve God, use your abilities, use that power, use that wealth that God has given you to serve God more and more by serving God's other children. Helping God's many children. Alam niyo ba yung tatay natin sa langit? Marami pong anak yan. At marami siyang anak na naghihirap. Kaya minsan tinatanong natin, O Diyos, bakit maraming naghihirap sa mundo? Mga anak mo naghihirap sa mundo. Ang sagot ng Diyos, kaya nga pinadala kita dyan eh. I sent you to take care of them. Amen? That is the purpose why we are here. Amen? In our first reading, it was taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. You know, kung babasahin mo yung Isaiah, bago ka dumating dito sa Isaiah 53, you read the chapters before that. It speaks of the Messiah coming, a king that will come, that will rescue, that will help his people Israel, that will declare vengeance on the nations. Kaya yung image ng Israel, yung Messiah nila, darating talagang powerful, talagang napakalakas, napakayaman. Then on the 53rd chapter, yung first reading natin ngayon, then he speaks of that Messiah who will die on the cross. Bakit mamamatay? That's why the message of the gospel is foolishness. It is a stumbling block to some people. Because we have in mind what the world has in mind, that, you know, to be powerful, to be great, you know, you have to display that power, you have to display that authority. No. Jesus did not display the power, did not display the authority and the wealth that He has. He displayed the glory of God. When you talk of the glory of God, you are talking about God's character. Yun ang dinidisplay natin. Yun ang pinapalabas natin sa buhay natin. Yung character ng Diyos. The character of God speaks of His glory. Doon ruhimaya et Diyos. And what is the character of God? The character of God is love. The character of God is mercy. That's why when Christ came into this world, He displayed the glory of God. Where? On the cross. Pinakita niya talaga kung ano ang Diyos. Yan ang tunay na power. Yan ang tunay na manggad. That you spend yourself and give yourself so that others may live. That others may be saved. Yun ang ginawa ni Lord. He did not come with guns blazing. He did not come with a powerful army. He came alone to this world and saved the whole world by the glory of God. Inabas niya yung glory ng Diyos. You know, when you talk of glory, it's synonymous with character. And the character of Christ is a character of love and mercy. He went to the cross. Yan ang first reading natin. Yes, the Messiah who is our King is also the suffering servant of God. The second reading speaks of Jesus who has no sin. Jesus who has no need for anything. Yet He prays every day with groaning, with sighing. Every day He comes before God. He prays. Eh, wala naman siyang kailangan sa Diyos. What was He asking for? He was praying for all of us. As a high priest, He came to God with tears and intercession, sleepless nights. He would come before God just to pray for you and me. Amen? That is the display of God's glory. Now, kaya nung sinabi ng dalawa na yon, ang sabi ng dalawa, Lord, we want to sit with you in your glory. We want to be with you in your glory. And Jesus said, you don't know what you're saying. Kasi yung concept natin ng glory, pag sinabi ng himaya it Diyos, hayro aton di na paminsar, hay trono yage. Ay, tuta ko gapungko sa tupad ni Lord, hay may trono man inaron. And we will sit down on little thrones beside the great throne of God. No! God is not referring to a throne. He's referring to the cross. You want to sit with Christ on a throne, you have to hang on the cross first. That's His glory. Iniisip kasi natin, pagkasama natin si Jesus, you know, I'm going to be with the Lord. I'm going to have power. I'm going to have wealth. I'm going to have authority. Iniisip natin, corona. Gintong corona. No, He's not talking about a golden crown. He's talking about a crown of thorns. That is what you will wear. Kaya nga, baliktad. Baliktad ang pag-iisip ng tao. Minsan na nga, yung tinatawag nating mabuti, masama. Ang sinasabi nating masama, minsan, yun pala yung mabuti sa atin. You know? We got it all mixed up. We got it all wrong. And here comes Christ talking to us. Yes, hindi masamang mangarap. It is not wrong for you to hope and dream for wealth, for power, for authority. Yes. He is not angry. Sino ang nagalit? Ha? 12 yung disciples, di ba? There are 12 apostles. Yung dalawa, humingi ng posisyon. Humingi ng posisyon kay Lord. Sabi nila, let me sit at your right and your left. Yung dalawa. Yung sampo, nagalit. Si Jesus, hindi nagalit. Amen? Hindi nagalit ang Panginoon dahil nangarap nga yung dalawa. Bakit nagalit yung sampo? Bakit? Inggit. Yan ang problema. Inggit. Minsan sinasayang natin ang buhay natin dahil sa inggit. Pag merong inggit ang puso mo, wala, sira ang buhay mo. You will be angry with people who are successful. You become envious of people who are successful. Imbis na matuwa ka, nagagalit ka when people are successful because of envy. I was invited to a dinner one time. May nag-imbita sa akin sa isang handaan. I went there at nung nakausap ko na yung may-ari ng bahay, sabi ko, what is the occasion? Birthday mo ba? Sabi niya, hindi po, Father. Bakit ka nagse-celebrate? Sabi niya, I just like to thank God. Alam mo ba, Father, dati kargador lang ako. Ha? Sabi ko talaga. Anong tinapusan mo? Nakapagtapos ka ba ng school? Sabi niya, oo, law. Ay, sabi ko, kalinga, kargador ka, naging law ka pa. Hindi, law. Law ba? Mababa. Mababang pinag-aralan ko. Yun pala law. No? Mababa. Low, low. Grade school ako, father. Then, he started out as kargador sa pier. Then, he worked his way up. Then, he became a very rich businessman. No? Yumaman talaga siya. So, sabi, nagpapasalamat ako. So, sinignan ko, ang dami niyang bisita. Ang dami niyang bisita. So, nung kumain na kami, I was ushered to a table. Pinaupo ako sa isang table. Malapit dun sa table ng nagse-celebrate yung may-ari. So, nandun ako. So, iniisip ko yung mga katabi doon, yung mga kasama ko sa table, dahil malapit sa kanya, iniisip ko yung mga kaibigan niya yan, yung mga malapit sa kanya. So, where we were in the table, where we're eating already, sabi nung katabi ko sa akin, sabi nung, alam mo, walang hiya yan. Walang hiyang tao na yan. Wala namang pinag-aralan niya. Swinerte lang talaga yan. Bobo naman yan eh. Kita mo? Yan ang classic example ng inggit. Kumakain ka nga dyan, pinapakain ka, naiinggit ka pa. Imbis natutuwa ka dahil imbitado ka, libre yung kain mo sa gabi na yan. Naiinggit ka sa sobrang yaman ng kaibigan mo. Kaya mga kapatid, mag-ingat ha, lalo na sa Facebook. Huwag kayong post ng post palagi ng mga success nyo. Hindi lahat na nagla-like niyan natutuwa sa inyo, naiinggit lang. Okay, so mag-ingat. Huwag palaging post ng post. Oy, kumita ako ngayon. Malaki na yung business ko. Ala, post ng post. Like naman ng like. Titingnan mo yung mga nagla-like na yan. Hindi lahat kaibigan yan. Maraming nagla-like sa mga pinopost mo. Naiinggit lang. Amen? Naiinggit yung sampo. Bakit sila naiinggit? Kasi gusto din nila. Sana. Eh, naunahan lang sila. Okay? Naunahan sila ng dalawa. That's why, my dear brothers, my sisters, what is important when we ask the Lord that we may be with Him in His glory? Pag hinihingi natin yan, Lord, gusto ko talaga makakasama kita, pupunta ako sa langit, at ako'y tatabi sa'yo. It should come from a heart. It should come from my heart, not with pride, not with arrogance, not with entitlement, but it comes from the heart. It comes from the heart that loves. Gusto kong umupo sa tabi mo kasi ayaw kong mahiwalay tayo. Diyan ako sa tabi mo. And a heart that loves does not look at the throne, does not look at the position. The heart that loves is not concerned with position and authority. The heart that loves is always concerned with what can I do for you to serve you. Diyan ang gagaling ang tunay na service. True and laudable service comes from a heart that truly loves God. Amen? You love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love Him. But then, you have to love your neighbor as well as you love yourself. Amen? Pag yan ang laman ng puso mo, pag yan, dyan ka nang gagaling sa spiritual space na yan, you come from a spiritual space of love, if that is where you're coming from, then express your dreams to God. Lord, gusto kong magkaroon ng magandang ani sa taong ito. Gusto kong kumita yung negosyo ko sa taong ito. Lord, gusto kong lumago ang pamilya ko. Diyan ka nang gagaling sa lugar ng pag-ibig. Hingiin mo kasi hindi masama yan. Nagiging masama lang pag ikaw ay nanggagaling sa yabang at gumagaling, nanggagaling ka sa ego, pride, and arrogance. It makes everything up. That is what the Lord confronts us with. Amen? Then Jesus Christ said to them, the most important lesson, even the Son of Man I did not come to be served. Okay? I did not come to be served. Although maraming nagsiserve kay Lord. And I've also said this, my theme when I became a bishop, sabi dito, strengthen your brothers. Yan ang pinaka-motto ko. Okay? Strengthen your brothers. Confirma fratres tuos. That is my motto as a bishop. To strengthen your brothers. I have come to serve my brothers, my sisters. Yan ang pinaka-motto ko. I will serve you to strengthen you. Your strength becomes my strength. When I strengthen you, I strengthen myself. I have come to serve, sabi ni Jesus. I did not come to be served. That's not my purpose. Although some will serve Him, but that is not His purpose in life. Pag nauuhaw ako, nakikita nyo, pag nauuhaw ako, may lumalapit sa akin, nagbibigay ng tubig, di ba? O, may nagsiserve sa akin, pero hindi po ako nabuhay para may magsilbi sa akin. Amen? Amen? Si Jesus, maraming nagsiserve sa Kanya, but He did not come to be served. He came to serve us. That is the love of God. For God so loved the world. For God so loved you and me that He sent His Son to serve us. Ganyan ang pag-ibig. And sabi sa scriptures, He did not just come to serve us, but He also came to give His life to us as a ransom for many. Ransom means to buy us back. To restore us back to God, He has to give up His life. That's how it is to serve. Amen? That's how it is to serve. That's why it is not about the position and the authority, the power. It should be the responsibility that we should be after. I have been given the title of a bishop, but my responsibility is to serve the people. To shepherd the people, to guard the people. I get to wear this ring. Noong unang pinagawa yung singsing na to, sabi ko, pwede ba baka lang? Eh, hindi pwede, dapat ginto daw. So naghanap tayo ng ginto para magkaroon ako ng singsing na ginto. Now, I did not live for a golden ring. But this ring signifies that I am here as your shepherd. I have come to serve you. This is what it means to me. Amen? Etong halaga nito sa akin. Kaya pagsuot ko yung singsing na to at nagtuturo ako sa inyo, hawak ko rin yung cross para hindi ko makalimutan. Hindi lang yung singsing ang tinitingnan ko, hawak ko rin ang cross. Makita ko etong responsibilidad ko. It's not about the prestige and the honor. It's all about the service that we give. It's the same thing for every one of us. Bishop, pari, deacon, our life is here to serve and not to be served. Our life is here to be given so that others may live. Yan ang purpose niyan. I pray that today that we would all wake up, magising tayo sa katotohanan. Ba't ka nagkakayod? Bakit nangangarap ka ng maraming pera? Para saan yan? Bakit ka nangangarap na may posisyon ka sa kumpanya, sa trabaho mo? Bakit ka nangangarap na gumanda ang negosyo mo? Bakit ka nangangarap na maging maganda yung ani mo sa taong ito? Bakit ka nangangarap ng ganyan? Why? Why? So that you can serve others and help others. Amen? Yan ang motivation. Huwag yung gusto ko lang yumaman para ipakita sa lahat akong pinakamagaling sa lahat. Huwag yan. That's not the reason why. Hindi ka magiging happy pag ganyan ang rason mo sa buhay. It is when we begin to love and share our lives with others, share the abilities that God has given us, that we will truly become happy in our life. Alinon mo do abo-abong kwarta. Alinon mo ro abo-abong impluensya, abo-abong power. Kung wa ka man nalipay sa imong kabuhi, galin ka. Amen? Diba? God wants us to be happy. That's why He confronts us with this. It's not wrong to dream. Hindi mali may pangarap ka. Ayusin mo lang yung puso mo. Huwag mayabang. Huwag maging arrogante. Keep your heart always in the love of God. Amen? Isipin palagi, mahal ako ng Diyos, kaya mamahalin ko rin siya ng lubos, kagaya ng pagmamahal niya sa akin. Amen. Please stand.